New Seed brings local growers golden opportunities for producing profit on their fields. We offer proven sunflower hybrids for every field and every market, available with herbicide-tolerant traits and downy mildew resistance. Also, new canola genetics with advanced herbicide tolerance for commodity markets, or a New Seed Omega-3 canola production contract can provide growers with even more golden opportunities. For more information about New Seed products and golden opportunities, go to newseed.com and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. One last time from KXPO Radio in Grafton on what's ending up being a pretty fine, okay day. Blue sky, warm temperatures, and tractors are rolling. The Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour brought to you by Thunder Seed, first in the field. Tom Canelli's farm, and we're riding along in the nice Steiger, doing a little, not recreational tillage. Tom Canelli, you are kind of trying to dry things out a little.
Yeah, we're just getting ready for plant another field of sugar beets. So,
planting progress for the beets, how are you doing?
We're about 65% on our farm. We've had a nice week. It's just kind of do one field, the next one's ready, and just been kind of lucky that way, fortunate.
Yeah. Well, rain is in the forecast, though. Is that going to bother you a lot or a little or not?
Remains to be seen. Depends on the amount of rain, but I think it'll slow us up a day or two. If it's a half inch, I don't think it'll clobber us. If it's an inch, probably shut us down for a few days, but I think we'll get through it.
It seems like a lot of guys who are wheels are turning today, but not everybody's planting. So, and then there's, boy, less than 50%, I would call it, total, as far as either fields worked or planted. Is that about right?
Oh, yeah, I'd say it's just a good start. It seems to be pockets. Our home farm, 8 miles north of Grafton, there, our first wheat went in the 5th of May. That's up. Looks decent. Neighbor, they were in a little bit ahead of us. Their wheat looks beautiful. They've got a fair amount in. It's all up. Actually, a couple neighbors. There was kind of a few guys going at that point. And then, of course, we had another rain event, and that was the end of that. And then after that, everybody got going. But I would think that was some of the first wheat I saw in the valley. Okay. Also, some of the first sugar beets. That's one of the same neighbors probably had one of the first sugar beets fields in the valley. It's only about a mile from us where our farm is. If they aren't up, they're close to being up, I bet.
Yeah, 65 to 70 degree day like today. Yeah, they should be popping out of the ground. And you were mentioning to me before we went on the air that you don't mind planting beets a little late into warmer ground, huh?
You hear the name St. Thomas, it's synonymous with light ground. I grew up on the east side of the railroad track, so that's a little bit heavier stuff. And not always, but we're a little bit later than the west side of St. Thomas. And so in all, yeah, it's late for the company, but it's more a normal time for us, kind of getting to the normal, to the end of the normal. So no, it's not. You go way west on my mother-in-law's land, that stuff up by Crystal, though I don't know, those guys are always ahead of us, and it's a little different up there. They're getting a good start too, but that's kind of probably a little bit different for them than it is for me.
Sure. We're up here in Pembina County of North Dakota, the far northeast county corner. Not famous for corn, but there are some corn fields around though, right?
There is a few guys that do it, yeah. Some guys will be in and out of it, but I guess we'll see when it emerges. You know, with the market where it's at, it's hard to say. And plus with the release of being later and the release of some acres from Crystal Sugar, it'll be interesting to see what gets planted, what doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the word from Crystal is tap acres. There's no change in the acreage, right?
As far as I know, it's just the additional tap, the guys that applied for them. I know some guys have land that's underwater by the red, and they've shifted some tap acres to neighbors and friends and anybody that would take them. Some guys like us, we decided that with the amount of acres that were north of Grand Forks, we wanted to maybe not take all we took, or you know, spoke for. we can handle it. I just don't know that we can get the help at harvest, and that's my main concern. So my nephew and my brother and I sat down one day and said, what's the number we want to live with? Had a son-in-law and a neighbor. They said they wanted a few. They were looking for some, so we gave a few up, kind of spread it around, saved our rotation. But we applied for 300 and we kept half of them. So I would have no trouble doing them. It's just the risk at the end of the year, and now that Crystal has teeth in it with fixed costs, I just didn't want that risk.
Sure, and very understandable. My goodness, though, that is getting good help. Truck drivers, and that is a major issue here for everybody in agriculture, from the vegetable farms in California to the sugar beet fields in northern North Dakota, finding good help, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, we were lucky to have the crew we have. We still don't have enough. But the ones we have are pretty valuable and pretty special to us. We can only work them so hard. We don't want to see anybody get hurt, and that's kind of what drove our decision. We work some pretty long hours, and it's just not worth it to me to my brother or my nephew to take that risk.
Yeah, good call. The other big challenge in agriculture these days is input costs. Fertilizer and herbicide and diesel fuel, my goodness. Since we started talking, I'm not sure how much the price tag on the diesel fuel burned here in this Steiger. It's a lot more than it was a year ago. Again, managing that is different than it used to be.
Not to get political, but when Joe Biden got elected, I contracted fuel out as far as I could, and it looks like that was one of the best moves I did. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, but we could see that one kind of coming, so you can kind of play some of that game. Anytime you can contract fuel for $2 or under, I think it's a good move, and I just don't understand the thinking of where we're going, but that's for somebody else's battle. I guess I'll put my 2 cents worth. On the fertilizer front, same thing there. You try to market that as a commodity, and I think some of the bigger fertilizer companies have made that a little tougher to do, and we've been doing marketing on our own farm for fertilizer, storing it if we have to, for must be about 4 or 5 years. I think my brother and my nephew thought I was crazy at first. That has paid off. We ran into a little bit of a roadblock with that the last year, but we've been able to keep ahead of that. The problem going forward is 23, 24. It's a wide open guess at that point.
Yeah. Well, I've got a long history of not being political on Farm Talk, but a couple of weeks ago I was in Washington, D.C., and I did notice there is a huge disconnect, not just to middle class, but to middle America, the people who are growing the food, and the sudden, hey, you know, if they got a problem, just go out and buy an electric car. And that's the thinking. Maybe we'll get over it, though. Huh?
You know, that's one thing about United States, pretty good country, or we wouldn't be living here. Yeah. And we'll get through it. One way or another, we'll get through it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, visit with Tom Canelli, St. Thomas, North Dakota farmer. And again, any fluctuation in crop rotation, are you sticking with what you've always done?
For the most part, but we're probably a little light on the edible beans on our farm. A little bit tougher. Sometimes some of the ground we farm is more conducive to other things than edible beans. So when the rotation comes around, it's just not worth the risk there as well. You can't put it in ground where you get, if you get that 2-inch rain, it's just not worth losing them, especially with the input costs. So we're doing other things. Beets seem to take that a little bit better. So it just happens to be that year in the rotation. I know the market's going to probably be pretty good. It's just after last year's disaster in edible beans with the drought, you can only combine so many 5-bag beans and enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I have a history of, you know, being on the bean boards and stuff, but I'm just going to come out and say it. And when the elevators or the people we dump our beans at, they need to start taking care of their growers. and understand that it's time to be fair with them. And likewise, the growers need to be fair back and develop some loyalty both ways, because that's what can happen. And I'm just not willing to take that risk either. When the local elevator is willing to pay me almost $14 for wheat, and I'm done with it in August and September, and you don't farm that Western St. Thomas land or Hoople land, I think that's where we'll go.
Yeah, well, I know there are some number of people who are no longer in the edible bean business because of that issue. So, alrighty, well, always great to visit with you. Tom Canelli of St. Thomas, North Dakota, in your Steiger, doing some tillage here today, getting ready to seed. Wish you a safe spring. Thank you very much for chatting with us, and wish you a very successful 2022.
Thanks, Mick.
So that's it from Grafton today. KXPO Radio, thank you very much. Farm Talk, spring planting tour brought to you by Thunder Seed. Hey, we're coming to Langdon. See you there tomorrow. This is Farm Talk.